First off this afternoon, we head to the telephone line to welcome in the Director of Athletics at the University of Maine, Ken Ralph. Ken, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, absolutely, Rich. Thanks for having me.
My goodness, it has been a whirlwind 24 hours, not just for you in the athletic department, but for the entire University of Maine system.
Yeah, it's been crazy. It's you know, you talk about some forced creativity here. None of us have ever faced a situation like this. A lot of thinking going on the fly, and a lot of decisions being made in a short period of time.
So to update anybody, we'll sort of try to do this chronologically. The initial announcement this morning was that fans would not be allowed, other than staff and limited family members, into the Hockey East playoffs. And then word came out from Hockey East that the hockey playoffs are canceled. Then the word from the NCAA that women's basketball has also been canceled. Now, for let's start with the women's basketball team. They were already in New York. What is their status? Are they on the way back home?
Yeah, they had just they were on the ferry from Bridgeport to Port Jefferson, and they had just gotten off the ferry. And word came from our commissioner that the America East tournament would not be going forward. Had to call Coach Bash on and give her the news. She was very understanding. I think you look around the country and all the tournaments have been canceled. So I think she was expecting it. We put the team right back on the ferry and they're heading back to Orono now.
And for the players, both hockey players and basketball players, I assume some of them are in a situation where it will be difficult to get back home. But yesterday, the university announced that for those students who have extenuating circumstances, they will be able to remain on campus.
Yeah, and it's, again, it's a fluid situation. A lot of our students live off campus and in the communities, and a number of students have made the decision they want to stay here. They feel safer in Maine. A number of our students are from areas that have seen a significant number of cases, and they don't want to get into that environment. And they want to stay connected with the university to help them finish up their academic coursework here in the spring.
Now, I saw earlier today that Towson University has canceled spring sports. Any decision made yet in regard to the spring programs at Maine?
Yeah, America East has made the decision to suspend spring sports through April the 3rd. There will be monitoring of that date going forward as we get to know more about how this outbreak is progressing. That means there'll be no competition either within the conference or with non-conference opponents for baseball, softball, and track.
So will students remain in the area and still practice? How will you be handling that?
Well, softball's made the decision to withhold practice until March 23rd and reevaluate at that time. Baseball is staying on campus and is going to be doing limited workouts.
Well, it's a challenging situation for everybody, and I'm not sure we know the answer to this in terms of things like, and it's fairly unimportant in the big picture, but things like conference championships, will those be awarded now based on regular season records?
Well, you know, every conference awards a regular season champion and then has a tournament champion. You know, it's, you know, if the women's basketball tournament goes through, Stony Brook will get the automatic qualifier from America East by America East policy since the tournament was not concluded. You know, hockey would qualify for the NCAA tournament if it were to start today. We have not received word if that tournament will or will not happen. We have to assume, based on all the news that's coming out, that that tournament will not be going on. So we've got to prepare for that. And then, you know, the spring sports, none of our teams had really initiated conference competition yet. In fact, baseball was supposed to open it up this weekend against UMBC, but now we know that's not happening.
What is the short-term financial impact to the university of all of this? Do you know yet?
Well, I'm not sure anybody knows, and I don't think anybody's worrying about the finances right now. The safety of the community is paramount. And remember, you know, for our students, our faculty, our staff, well, we got to do everything we can to keep them safe. But in Maine, if you take a look at our state and you take a look at our fan base, a lot of our fans are in the kind of those most vulnerable populations to potentially be sickened by this virus. So, you know, we have to do the smart thing for our community. You know, in the grand scheme of things right now, sports need to take a back seat. You know, we need to take a deep breath and recognize that we have a public health crisis on our hands. And you know what? We're going to get through this. Sports are going to come back better and stronger than ever. But let's get through this time and let's keep our priorities in order.
Well said. And it sounds like everybody at the university, from the chancellor all the way down through the student body, support staff, and everyone is on the same page and rallying together to do what's best for the students, but also for the employees of the university.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of anxiety. You know, the students switching to an online format, faculty, some of them going to an online teaching format for the first time ever. You know, and just trying to get some messaging out in a short period of time, especially with spring break starting tomorrow. And, you know, I think the university is doing the best that it can to cover 11,000 students and 2,000 plus employees, all of whom are asking questions that there might not be an answer developed for yet. But I think people in Maine could be pretty proud of the way their university system is handling things.
Well, Ken, thanks and congratulations to you, the entire athletic department, for the way you've handled this very, very challenging situation. We appreciate you making time for us on this busy day. Be well, and we look forward to talking with you soon.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you saying that.
That's Ken Ralph, Director of Athletics at the University of Maine, with us here